We're always being encouraged to get out of our cars, use alternative transport. Bicycle use is actively being encouraged by the council, by the building of bike paths and the new bicycle rental scheme. It's a healthy way of getting about. But have the powers that be thought about how cyclists use their bikes as they would cars on the road? The bike path on the new Gateway Bridge, which opened on the weekend with a speed limit of 10 kilometres per hour, is that a practical place for a bike? Andrew Demack is from Bicycle Queensland. Andrew, good morning to you.
Good morning. It's morning, Steve.
Yes, thank you. I'm still confused. 10 kilometres an hour, is it a realistic speed for cyclists?
No. On the uphill side, maybe, of that new bridge, because it's a substantial hill when you go over the Gateway Bridge, probably some cyclists will be doing 10 k's an hour going up. But the key question is, what's a reasonable and safe speed when you're travelling down the hill? And we certainly don't think that 10 k's an hour is a reasonable and safe speed on a bike travelling down that hill. The thing about that new facility is it's an excellent, well-constructed facility, nice and wide, plenty of room for the cyclists and the pedestrians. And probably most cyclists who'd be going down there would be going between, say, 20 and 25 k's an hour, travelling at a fairly cautious sort of manner, but still that'd be the speed they'd be doing. Doing 10 k's an hour down that bikeway is actually quite difficult to do.
It seems unusual to try and deliberately restrict a push bike on a bike path designed for bikes to such a moderate, very moderate speed.
Yeah, we're actually quite disappointed that that's been put in place, certainly, and it's only been very late in the process that they've decided to do that. I was on a site visit there maybe a month or 5 weeks ago, and we were asked about the idea of whether they should put speed limit signs up, and we said they shouldn't. And obviously, somewhere elsewhere in the process, there's somebody within, who's done some sort of safety audit who's decided that they should put these signs up. We don't think they're a good idea.
Does the same limit apply on other bike paths around Brisbane?
No, there's very few places where there are speed limits signed on bike paths. What we've found, the fact that there's a police bike squad getting around the inner city area of Brisbane is a great thing, and we've found that they're actually pretty effective at restricting, if you like, reckless or dangerous use of bicycles. And so from time to time when there's been, a bit of a flare-up on the Bicentennial Bikeway, for instance, where that's been a very busy space where there's been pedestrians and cyclists interacting, and quite frankly some cyclists going too fast, the police bike squad get out there and police it for a while and things calm down. So we're all about encouraging people to get out on their bikes. As you said at the top in your intro, we think it's a good thing. And by the way, we think the new Gateway Bridge bikeway is a good thing as well. But we're encouraging people to use it sensibly and safely.
Have you been over the go-between bridge yet?
I have. I haven't ridden over it yet because it's not open yet. But we had a site visit there couple of weeks ago. I don't think there's going to be any signs giving a speed limit on that one.
All right.
I hope not.
You hope not.
There is.
Andrew, thank you very much.
No problem.